Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistani Taliban claims responsibility for deadly Karachi airport attack. Crucial gas talks between Ukraine and Russia. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility for a deadly siege that killed 28 people, including 10 gunmen, at the country's busiest airport. Heavily armed militants infiltrated an old terminal at Karachi's Jinnah International Airport, leading to a five-hour gun battle with police and soldiers that ended early Monday. The gunmen, some wearing military uniforms, shot their way into a facility used mainly for cargo and executive flights before being killed by police or blowing themselves up. No passengers were hurt. A Pakistani Taliban spokesman says the attack came in response to recent military strikes against militant strongholds along the Afghan border and last year's killing of the group's leader, Hakimullah Massoud, in a suspected U.S. drone strike. Two bombs targeting Kurdish political party offices in northern Iraq have killed at least 30 people. A car bomb blew up at a checkpoint near the offices of President Jalal Talabani's Patriotic Union of Kurdistan party. A short time later, a truck packed with explosives was detonated beside a wall. The attack was a second in as many days against party's offices. An al-Qaeda splinter group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant claim responsibility for the attack on Sunday. Officials from the United States and Iran opened 2 days of direct talks Monday about Iran's nuclear program, with a deadline for reaching a comprehensive international agreement 7 weeks away. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State William Burns and Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi are leading their respective delegations at the Geneva meeting, which comes between a stalled round of international negotiations last month and the next round scheduled for next week. India's new government is setting out a roadmap to lift the country out of economic stagnation. The new government is promising broad economic reforms and more investor-friendly policies. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
In an address to newly elected lawmakers, President Pranab Mukherjee said Monday that putting the economy back on track is paramount. He said the country is passing through an extremely difficult phase as growth has dipped below 5% for two consecutive years and inflation is unacceptably high. The president's address sets out the policy agenda of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. It was made at Parliament's first session since the Bharatiya Janata Party government took office last month. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Italian naval authorities say they intercepted more than 5,000 migrants from boats in the Mediterranean over the weekend. Video released Monday shows the Italian Navy rescuing migrants from small open-top boats that were tightly packed with men, women, and children. Italy says more than 40,000 migrants, mostly from Africa and the Middle East, have reached its shores this year, a number topping the total for all of last year. Libya's Supreme Court ruled that Parliament's election of Ahmed Maitik as Prime Minister last month was unconstitutional. Maitik says he will abide by the court's decision, leaving interim Prime Minister Abdullah Tani in charge. Nigeria's military says troops have stopped raids on several northeastern villages where Islamic militants from Boko Haram are active. The military says soldiers attempted raids on villages in the states of Borno and Adamawa during the weekend, killing more than 50 militants. There was no independent confirmation of those claims. Ukraine and Russia, along with a representative of the European Union, sat down in Brussels Monday to resolve a natural gas dispute. VOA's Gabe Jussel has details.
The heart of the issue is a dispute between the two countries over how much Ukraine should pay for Russian gas. Moscow has threatened to cut off supplies as early as Tuesday if Ukraine does not pay off its debts, a move that would also disrupt flows to Europe. In April, Russia nearly doubled the price of gas to Ukraine to $480 per 1,000 cubic meters, a decision that followed the ousting of Ukraine's former Russian-backed President Viktor Yanukovych. Russia also angered Ukraine with the annexation of Crimea in March, while Russian fighters have been seen among rebels involved in a separatist uprising in eastern Ukraine. Moscow denies the allegations. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Kyiv.
Economic forecasters say they expect the American economy to advance at a faster pace in the coming months. The U.S. economy shrank 1% in the first 3 months of the year. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.